Blog Talk Radio.
Lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord.
Yeah.
Nations on 6 continents, reaching millions with the love and power of God. The dead has been raised, demons cast out, the sick cured, the broken-hearted healed. Stay tuned to one of the world's most astounding podcasts. Deliverance with Jay Bartlett is next.
Live, worldwide, deliverance, with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next few minutes, Jay will be exploring the unknown,
the strange,
and the supernatural.
Ready or not,
you are about to experience deliverance.
Not too long ago, I was in the holy city of Jerusalem, where Abba
was working so gloriously in our midst. Spent considerable time at the City of David, the Western Wall, the Temple Mount, and the holy divine presence of Jehovah was tangibly at the sacred Western Wall. Electrifying would be an accurate and appropriate description of my time there. The spiritual energy was off the charts there at the Western Wall in the City of God, Jerusalem. I had previously visited the Western Wall, but this time around, it was even more so. And there's so much I want to share about the Jerusalem experience. However, I'm limited in this podcast. I'm limited with my time. Suffice to say, there was intense angelic warfare. Intense angelic warfare taking place at the Temple Mount and at the Western Wall. Now, these are considered holy sites in Judaism and in the Christian faith. Thus, the enemy hates these sacred places more than anyone truly understands. Moreover, the devil and his demons are constantly desiring to destroy that which is precious in his eyes, the things pertaining to the Jewish nation and to the church. But in Psalm 124:4, we are reminded that the Lord carefully watches over Israel. King David writes, "Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." My friends, those of you listening to this podcast, God will sustain his people. In verses 7 and 8, in that chapter of Psalm 124, beautifully promises that the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen and amen. God wants to visit with you, just as he visited with me there in Jerusalem not too long ago at the Western Wall. I felt his tangible presence. You know, God is for real. God wants to visit with humans. You see, if in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, God wants to visit with his people, especially his children. He loves everyone. He wants to visit with you. And I believe as you're listening to this podcast, wherever you are at in the world, God will visit you during the podcast, and we're going to pray. You may be asking, what do you mean by we are going to pray? Well, I'm joined by a very special guest who I'm going to bring on to the podcast here in a moment. But before I do, I just want you to know that God loves you. God wants to visit with you. Chapter 3. In Zephaniah chapter 3 in the Old Testament, in the middle of verse 15, speaks about how the Lord has cast out your enemy, the King of Israel. The Lord is in your midst. See, he's there. He's present. He wants to visit you. He's in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, Zion, let not your hands be weak." Verse 17, very key verse. The Lord your God in your midst. He's in your midst. He wants to visit with you. The Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. You know, the Lord your God is in your midst, and he's going to visit you in a very tangible way, my friends. It's so good to be back behind this microphone to share these truths with you. As many of you know, this podcast is disseminated in dozens and dozens and dozens of platforms around the world, and we're just so privileged and honored to get so many testimonies. As many of you, I've been involved in radio broadcasting and podcasting and various social media outlets for many, many, many years. I remember as a teenager being invited on a well-known radio program many, many years ago. And through the years, God has given me opportunity, and it's just a privilege and honor to be behind this microphone to speak with you and to share with you. God wants to visit with you. And I believe as God visits with you, he's going to save you. He's going to heal you. He's going to set you free. And some of you are going to experience his tangible love, his tangible presence, his tangible joy, his tangible peace. And again, as I mentioned, I have a special guest who's going to be joining me here in a minute. And we're going to speak on this subject of God visiting with humans. God will visit you. He will visit you as you're listening to our voices. He's going to visit with you today. That trip to Israel was transformative in so many ways. And it birthed a ministry which we named, which I got from the book of Nehemiah, I believe Nehemiah chapter 14, The Joy of Jerusalem. And my special guest is going to share more about the joy of Jerusalem here in a moment. But I welcome each and every one of you. I believe it's going to be a powerful, powerful podcast. And we're going to be sharing how God desires to visit with you. And in a moment, you're going to hear from a very special guest on this as we discuss this very special subject. So I welcome each and every one of you as I discuss that God wants to visit with you, and he will visit with you today on today's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next few minutes exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance, my friend.
You are listening to another thrilling edition of Deliverance with Jay Bartlett. These compelling podcasts are transformative, astounding, and inspiring. Lives are being encouraged, empowered, healed, restored, and liberated. Take a moment and support this global mission with a donation at jbartlettmissions.com. Visit the donate page and consider giving a recurring monthly donation. That's jbartlettmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519. Thank you for your support to keep this worldwide mission alive. God has bestowed upon this global mission an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms, where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have, perhaps, created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of his powers at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com.
Back to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and we're discussing how God wants to visit with you today as you're listening to this podcast. And as I promised, I have a very special guest. It's my wife, and Dr. Rhonna Bartlett has joined us. She's going to be sharing her testimony. She's going to be sharing a little bit about this new work that God has started, that Abba has started. It's called The Joy of Jerusalem. God spoke to me and to my beautiful wife, Dr. Rhonna, about taking select groups to the Holy Land on a yearly basis. And then Abba gave me the name of the mission as I read from Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 43. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The women, the children, also rejoice, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. The joy of Jerusalem. So, Dr. Rana, thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us. Again, it was an amazing trip, wasn't it, to Israel and to see Abba birth this beautiful ministry. He actually named it the Joy of Jerusalem. And is there anything you want to share about the Joy of Jerusalem before we get into more of the topic of how God wants to visit with his people?
Absolutely. Hi, Jay. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I'm Dr. Rana Bartlett, and it's a great honor, marvelous testimony. Now, in Jerusalem, that's in the Garden Tomb, to be the exact place, is where I encounter Abba, and he spoke to me that I am to bring people to Jerusalem to show the evidence of what he has done for them through his one and only begotten son, Jesus. And of course, there was other more assignments attached to that. But nonetheless, that's how the Joy of Jerusalem was birthed, because he wants people to see the evidence of what God has done for the world, the entire world, through one and his only begotten son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. Now, there may be individuals listening to this podcast. We have listeners throughout the world on every single continent of the world, and they may be interested in joining us. Again, we're taking just a select groups of individuals to Jerusalem and to other parts of the Holy Land coming this November, God willing, 2022. And Rana, would you just share a little bit about how they can get in touch with you and the Joy of Jerusalem tour?
Absolutely. I partner with the Noteworthy Travel Agency. Now, you're welcome to go onto my website at ranasullivanministries.com. And under events, you can select Israel Tour. And there you will find just a summary of what all entails. So our tour will take place on November 20th through November 29th. And of course, it's a 10-day Israel tour. So, and you can read more about some of the places that we will visit upon arrival in Tel Aviv, departing from LAX in Los Angeles Airport. So
Can you repeat that website a few times? That website for those who are interested in the Joy of Jerusalem tour. What's that website and information to contact you again?
Yes, it's Rana. That's R-A-N-A, Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, Ministries, plural, MINISTRIES.com. Once you're on my homepage, you would see at the very top a tab called Events, and then there's a drop-down box, and then hit Israel Tour. And on that page, I listed or highlight some of the places that that we will see and visit and experience while we're there for 10 days. And of course, I can give you Bethlehem, Mount of Beatitudes, Jordan River, Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, I mean, you name it, in Jerusalem, of course, the old city, the old and the new city of Jerusalem, the upper room, King David, the city of David. So list on. It's going to be a life transformation tour, because this is the place where the Holy Bible comes alive. And you and I can testify that, Jay, when our life has been transformed for the better, when we pray together and study the Word of God together, we can actually vision and see that place and said we were there at that very place. So it becomes alive to us, even returning back home.
Yes, and you mentioned a few times the word experience. And I, my friends who are listening, even at this very hour, you will encounter the living God. Our God is not dead. He's alive. And he wants to visit with you, not only on this trip in the joy of Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is very important in the eyes of God. He loves Jerusalem. It's a city. We'll be spending all eternity in the new Jerusalem. So, yes, I understand that this is a very special place, but perhaps you won't be able to make the trip. Perhaps you're in some place where it's just very difficult to travel. Wherever you may be at in the world, God can visit with you. And God will visit you. And I like for my wife, my beautiful dove, Dr. Rana, would you just take a few moments? Because, you know, Jesus tells us in John chapter 6 that he who comes to me, I'll by no means cast aside, cast away. If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, he will receive you. And I like for my wife to share her personal testimony. I'm just going to step back for a moment and just listen. And as you're listening in, as she begins to share how God visited with her many, many years ago, and how he has been visiting with her throughout this journey in her Christian faith. So, Dr. Rana, please share with those who are listening here on the podcast today about your experiences with this living and this loving God.
Absolutely. It would be my honor to do so, Jay. Thank you. My very first encounter, well, first and foremost, I've been saved over 30 years ago. It's been 31 years, actually, that I've heard of a man named Jesus. Now, of course, I was just a little girl, didn't really know much how to encounter him, not until I got older, but throughout my middle school, I've attended summer camp at the church, and again, I didn't feel the connection as I did when I'm older. Now, during my time when I was attending university and attending Pastor John Hagee Church, that's a Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, there was a transformation that took place in me. First and foremost, the Word of God that I took face value when he said in Jeremiah 29:13, he said, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And there was another scriptures also that I stood on in James 4, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." And, you know, in the book of Psalm 27, verse 8 says, "When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart said to you, 'Your face, Lord, I will seek.'" So I stood on the scriptures that says, when you seek me, or you will seek me and find me. So I did not find God at church or at a woman Bible study or woman retreat or at the conference or conferences that I've attended throughout my, of course, Christian journey. But when I began to take God's word in my closet, it was a closed closet that I just make a corner or a room in the corner and sit there. Now, the very first time, of course, nothing happened. I didn't see Jesus appear to me or, you know, electricity in the atmosphere. I didn't experience any of that. However, I've noticed when I stay persistent and consistent in seeking God, seeking his faith, reading his word in the closet without anyone, without going to, prophets, pastors, evangelists and whatnot. It's just me pursuing God on my own in quiet time. No one was there to witness. It was not a showcase. It was just my alone time with Abba in my closet. Now, as a university Professor, I could not wait to get back home so that I know beyond a shadow of doubt that I would meet with God, even though at that very moment in time, it was his presence was not so tangible as it is now in my life and in journey with him. But by faith, I trusted his word, and I stood on his word, of course, Jeremiah 29:13 and James 4:8. And I know that, long story short, it before I encounter God, his presence, his word transformed me. I begin to have the zeal and the hunger and thirst after Jehovah God, the Holy One of Israel, our Heavenly Father, just him, not, you know, him and plus his benefits or anything else. So I begin to feel, as I'm pursuing God, I feel detached from the things of the world as I diligently seek him. And his word says that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. And so those were the words, those were his words that I stood on day after day until I felt like different layers of me were falling away. You know, that the false identity that, or the culture or the tradition and whatever stronghold or the belief system that I grew up with began to peel away layers after layers after layer because I was suing one individual. And of course, I still attended church on a continual basis, as well as Bible study and do everything I can to grow spiritually and grow my faith. Faith is trust in God. But I didn't encounter him anywhere except for when I intentionally pursue God wholeheartedly in all diligence in my closet. And I find Abba, my heavenly, our heavenly Father, and then his one and only begotten Son, Jesus, and of course, my ever best friend, the Holy Spirit.
Amen and amen. Well, I know there's much more you want to share, Dr. Rana, the subject, how God wants to visit with his people. And those who are listening right now, I would encourage you to get to Rana's website, where she has a wealth of resources and information on this very subject. God does want to visit with you. And it's Ronald Sullivan Ministries. Is it .com or .org again?
.com.
Yeah, it's .com. And I would encourage each and every one of you, if you have an opportunity, visit the website, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you. And you can get more information on the tour, on the Joy of Jerusalem tour, also at that website. Now, those of you who are listening, if you have an opportunity, also visit my website, jbartlandmissions.com, and you'll find many of our resources. We've written many, many books on a variety of different subjects. In fact, if you want to get a hold of a wooden cross, we for a suggested donation, I think it's $50. There's crosses available at our website, our publications. We have a training center. It's called the Freedom Fighter International Training Center. Actually, it's been rebranded Freedom Fighter Global Training Center. It's at ifreedomfighter.com, ifreedomfighter.com. God has been doing a wondrous work through our social media outreach. In particular, I have a YouTube channel, and we get some amazing testimonies, people getting delivered, healed, saved as a result of people watching the YouTube videos. But God is doing something very, very special, extraordinary. It's compelling what he's doing on our TikTok channel. And again, go to jbartlandmissions.com. It's the gateway to all these other extensions that we have throughout the world, and you'll be able to locate our TikTok channel, where I was just speaking just a moment ago before Dr. Rana jumped in and began to share her testimony. I shared how I was in it, how we were in Jerusalem, and I spent some time at the Western Wall. It was electrifying. It was electrifying. The divine presence of Jehovah was tangible at the sacred Western Wall. I mean, electrifying would be an accurate, appropriate description of my time there. God visited me. The spiritual energy was off the charts. And God visited with me. I was also able to do a gospel presentation there at the Western Wall. Well, not up against the wall, obviously, because I treat the Western Wall with utmost respect and honor. I stepped away and into the courtyard, but I was in that area, and I was able to videotape, produce a video, and it's titled "God Will Visit You," and tens of thousands of people, I think it's close to 100,000 people, have viewed this one particular video in Jerusalem at the Western Wall, and thousands are responding by giving their lives to Jesus Christ. People are testifying of these supernatural experiences. God visited them as I'm there in Jerusalem, producing a video that would be disseminated throughout the world on TikTok. It's just astounding, and we have dozens and scores of videos, scores and scores of videos of people being called up to the third heaven and experiencing the most glorious wonders you can imagine. God will visit you. The video testimonies, the testimony of Dr. Rana speaks of this reality. God wants to visit with you today. As you're listening to my voice, God is visiting you in his love and his power and his presence. And here in a moment, Dr. Rana is going to continue on with her testimony. And I'm looking so much forward to the rest of the testimony. And she's going to pray for you. She will be praying for you, for you to be visited by the Holy One of Israel, the great I Am, the Holy One, the Holy One, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Good Shepherd. He's going to visit with you. And I'm looking forward to hearing some of the responses, the reports, the testimonies of what God has done to heal, to deliver, to save, to restore, to strengthen, to encourage. God will visit you. As I mentioned in John chapter 6, Jesus says, anyone who comes to me, anyone, I by no means cast aside, cast away. He's not going to reject you. And perhaps you have been rejected by a loved one, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, a friend, a childhood friend, ex-husband, ex-wife, maybe it's somebody at school, somebody at work who has totally rejected you and has been cruel to you and mean to you. Perhaps your very own child. I'm here to tell you, God will never reject you. God will never reject you, my friend. He loves you with an everlasting love. And Dr. Ron is going to be here with us on this podcast and the remainder of the podcast. I'm looking so much forward to the rest of the testimony. We'll be right back after this brief intermission.
So far, I'm so, so close.
I hear your voice say now. I know you understand me. Oh, how much I love you. You took away my chains. Yeah. You broke the bond of my pain. Nothing is above you. No one could take your pain. I'm so unsure. I hear you say I can. From the pain, nothing else can rise above you. No one else can take your blame. Lord, I know you understand. I have to say how much I love you. Lord, you took away my chains. You broke the bond of pain. Nothing else can rise above you.
On this global mission, an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms, where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have, perhaps, created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of His powers at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com. You are listening to another thrilling edition of Deliverance with Jay Bartlett. These compelling podcasts are transformative, astounding, and inspiring. Lives are being encouraged, empowered, healed, restored, and liberated. Take a moment and support this global mission with a donation at jbartlettmissions.com. visit the donate page
and consider giving a recurring monthly donation.
That's jbartlettmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519. Thank you for your support to keep this worldwide mission alive.
Welcome back to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'm joined by a very, very special guest, my wife, my beautiful dove, Dr. Rana Bartlett. And she's been sharing her testimony, and it's been riveting. It's been compelling. And I believe that as you listen, as you continue to listen in and hear what God, how God visited Dr. Rana in a very special way, in his loving kindness, in his grace, in his mercy, it's going to impact your very life. And Dr. Rana, thank you for taking the time to share your beautiful testimony, and continue on. I know the listeners are looking forward to hearing more of how God visited with you.
Thank you, and welcome back. Now, after I diligently pursued God in my closet, as I shared with you a moment ago, he began to direct my path in regards to. Of course, at that time, I didn't know I was calling to full-time ministry, had no idea, but of course, I was serving him in various positions at the woman retreat, as well as Bible study group and feeding the homeless and whatnot, everything that I could do at that season in my life. And my passion, I just grow stronger in the things of God and even greater hunger for the things of God and even for Abba himself, you know, much less of anything else. So as I share with you, the more I spend time intentionally, okay, not just 10 minutes devotional in the morning, I mean intentionally going to your closet and pursuing God, getting to know him himself, not just read about him in the Holy Bible, but know the person. You know, just like when you love someone, in order for you to get to know that person, you have to spend time with that person. You have to learn. So in order to learn about God, as well as Jesus, his one and only begotten Son, and then, of course, Holy Spirit, you have to intentionally set time aside, just like we make an appointment with doctors, we schedule our lunch date with our friends, we have to schedule appointment with God. And even though you may not see anything or feel anything in the natural realm, but it doesn't mean that he's not there. So continue to be diligent in reading God's word, alone time, praising him, worshiping God, even when things are not going the way you want it to go. Okay. Now, he is a good father, and of course, he is, his mercy endures forever, and his grace is more than sufficient for us to get through whatever it is that we are facing in our lives. So when you begin to meditate on God's attribute, on who he is, what the Bible says about him, and that's when you pursue him according to what you learn and know about him. Nonetheless, so this is there's so many different layers of revelation about Jehovah God, meaning you're never going to get bored with spending time with him because there's just different layers of revelation and knowledge. The moment that you are content with your relationship with God, the Father, or Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, that's very dangerous. Don't do that because then you become stagnant in your faith, in your spirit growth. You're supposed to grow spiritually every single day. You're supposed to grow and be more intimate with God every single day. It's not one of us will reach at the level on this earth, on this side of heaven, where we're satisfied with where we're at with God the Father and Jesus, his one and only begotten Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So I wanted to share with you, well, what are some of the results of encountering with Abba, with our Father, our Heavenly Father? So I want to share with you in the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verses 24 through 32, here we read about a man named Jacob. So when Jacob encountered with God, this encounter with God would become the defining moment for Jacob. Okay, there are, I'll share with you just three ways that had transformed Jacob. First and foremost, this encounter with God gave Jacob a new identity. So just as God changed his name from Jacob, he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. So God gives Jacob a new identity. Receiving a new name indicates a new identity. Now, of course, this is not the very first time or the only time in the Bible that God gives his servant or his people a new name. We see in Abraham, we've seen Sarah, and of course, Simon became Peter and so forth. And it's a new identity. Not what the world says about you, not what the Hollywood says about you, not what your family says about you, but what is God saying about you? Secondly, this encounter changed Jacob's understanding of God. Many people misunderstand who God is because if you, let's say you grew up without an earthly father, there's a high chance that you have a distorted image of our Heavenly Father. Let's say your earthly father never provided for you, was never there to protect you or love on you or embrace you, encourage you, or support you, then you would inherently expect the same from your Heavenly Father, meaning not to provide for you, not to protect you. So that is a distorted image of who Father God is. So when you spend time with God and you encounter his face, him, the person, I don't mean just reading about God, but you would understand more about him. Now, thirdly, this encounter changed Jacob's understanding of himself. So instead of finding false identity through various shows, you know, television shows, Hollywood shows, the culture, your family background or friends or loved ones, but you would come to know who you are, who God says you are, and what your purpose and reason is to be here on this planet Earth. Each one of us has a calling. Each one of us has assignments to be fulfilled here on this planet Earth for God's glory, for his kingdom work. So I wanted to encourage you to pursue him in your own private time. You don't have to make a showcase or have a production and tell people about it. What you do in secret, that's between you and Father, he will reward you openly, but you're not seeking God for any other reason except to know who he is, to know the person as your Heavenly Father.
Amen and amen. There's going to be many listening in, Dr. Rana, who are wanting to experience, as you have whetted the appetite of so many, spiritual appetites of so many who are listening in, they want to have an encounter with the living God, with a God who loves them. And perhaps they just need some spiritual assistance, and that's why we're here. That's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why you're on the program today. We're wanting to reach out to those in the power, in the name of Jesus Christ, and pray for those who are wanting to have an encounter with God. And I'd like for you to take up just a few moments to pray for those and pray for those who are needing to be saved, healed, and delivered, those to be comforted, and those to be strengthened by our living God. Would you take a few moments to pray for them?
It would be my honor, yes. Now, before I pray for encounter with God, first and foremost, you know, Jesus said to Thomas, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we cannot get to God unless, so if you have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I would love to give you an invitation and invite you in to say a prayer with me, if you will. I said, Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you died on the cross for my sins. And I ask for your forgiveness of all of my sins and all of my unrighteousness. And I repent of my sins. I invite you in now, Jesus, into my heart to be the Lord and Savior of my life from this day forward. And I ask that you teach me and guide me on how to be closer to you and to do God's will. I believe I received my salvation by faith in Jesus' name. Now, I also want to lead you into prayer to receive the Holy Spirit. Father God says in the book of Luke that he will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. So Holy Spirit, of course, you cannot do life without the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is he's your teacher, he's your comforter, and that he would teach you the things of God, and he would guide you to the things of God, how to read the word and to the right church, to cultivate the right godly men and women, you know, friendship, and he's the one that would quicken your spirit and warn you if there is ever in danger, your encounter danger. And he will bring to remembrance the things of what Jesus has spoken to you as well as the word of God. So if you say, Father God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the Holy Spirit to come dwell inside of me, to teach me and guide me to do your will, Lord, and to be more intimate with you, Father. And Holy Spirit, rise up within me and I believe I receive you by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I hope some of you guys, no, not hope, but I know some of you guys feel the holy fire. But I'm going to pray for you. Father God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we long to encounter you in our lives. Like you were best friend with Enoch, and you had a face-to-face encounter with Moses. And Lord, you are Elijah's God, and you are the God and the promise keeper from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, Lord. And your promises, you are a covenant keeper, and you are a miracle working God. You are the Holy One of Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. Lord, we know that you are a covenant keeper, because every time we see the rainbow in the cloud, that reminds us of the covenant that you made with Noah. So even though we might have broken our promises to you, Lord, but you have never broken your promises in our lives. So, Lord, I lift up our brothers and sisters who's listening to this podcast into your loving hand. And we I ask that they would encounter your precious love, your holy fire, and that they would experience you at a different level wherever they're at. Lord, I understand that we are walking, we have a different level of faith, and that we are in different season in our lives. But Lord, wherever they're at, I just ask that you would please meet them, and that wrap their entire body with your blanket of love, Lord. And Father, we thank you that we can call you Abba, Father, and that we want to receive your touch, the love, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the joy that's unspeakable, Lord. Lord, help each one of us to grow more intimate with you. Help us to continue to pursue you wholeheartedly. As your word says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, Lord, we thank you in advance for the rewards. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do in our lives, especially in our precious brothers and sisters' lives that's listening, everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask that you would guide them and lead them if they need to attend home church services, Lord. I ask that you would lead them to the right church. And I ask that you would remove those who are not sincere or healthy or true men and women of God. I ask that you would weed them out of their lives. And I ask that you would bring and replace those individuals with true men and women of God in their lives. Father, I ask for the Holy Spirit to guide them and lead them to be more intimate with you like never before. And Father, I bless my brothers and sisters in the name of the Father for your warrior angels to go before them, Lord, to make their crooked path straight. And I ask that they would be their rear guard to protect them and watch over their family against your enemies, Lucifer, Lord. And I just thank you that the enemy has been defeated on the cross 2,000 years ago because of what your one and only begotten Son did, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we give you glory, praise, and honor in advance for what you're going to do in their lives. Father, I also ask that you would minister to their spirit, man, when they're sleeping, and that you would bring healing into their broken, shattered soul, wounded, emotional wound, broken part. And Lord, I also ask that you would expel out all unclean spirits that's tormenting them day and night, that's hindering them, that's sabotaging their calling, their purpose, and that you want them to do for you, Lord. So we thank you, and we ask all of this in your precious, holy Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, those of you who just prayed with Dr. Rana, my beautiful wife, I so thank God for her life and her ministry. As she ministered to many of you were deeply, deeply touched by God's presence. I'd like for you to testify. I'd like for you to share what God just did, what God's been doing as we've been behind these microphones conducting this podcast. Email me at jay@jaybartlettmissions.com. That's jay@jaybartlettmissions.com. God's word tells us so powerfully, so beautifully. It's comforting as I read these words from the book of Zephaniah in the Old Testament. This is God speaking. Abba, I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. And at that time, I will bring you back. Even at that time, I gather you, for I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples. of the earth. God loves you. And he's going to bring you back. He's going to gather you. And he's going to give you fame and praise so that his name might be glorified. I thank each and every one of you listening to this podcast. And I bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen.
This has been a production of the Good News Podcasting Network, based in sunny Southern California. Feel free to contact for more information on the Deliverance Podcast at jbartlettmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519.